From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council met Sunday in an emergency session to address renewed fighting in South Sudan. The fighting has left more than 100 people dead and has raised fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The council released a statement condemning the escalation of fighting and expressed outrage at attacks on UN compounds and civilians. There were reports of fighting Sunday in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to the government of President Salva Kiir and those backing First Vice President Riek Machar. Dallas Chief of Police David Brown told CNN television Sunday that the ambush that killed five white police officers in Dallas and wounded seven could have been worse. The black gunman, Micah Xavier Johnson, told police negotiators that he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. Bomb-making materials and a journal were found at Johnson's home during a search Friday. Johnson opened fire during a protest against the killings of black men in altercations with police. Protests have been held across the country. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised America's relationship with Spain as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests. He warned that the two nations must be inclusive in an increasingly global society. Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. That meeting came as Spain grapples with high unemployment and a political crisis sparked by two general elections recently that have produced no clear winners. This is VOA News. The British think tank IHS said Sunday that Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group has lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. Japanese voters went to the polls Sunday to vote for half of the seats in the House of Councillors, Parliament's less powerful upper house. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition was the clear winner. Jeremy Corbyn says he is disappointed that Angela Eagle has decided to launch a campaign to take over leadership of Britain's Labour Party. He spoke on BBC One's The Andrew Marr Show.
I'm disappointed, but obviously she's free to do that if she wishes to. We have worked together in the past 6 months, or 9 months actually, in the Shadow Cabinet, and this is an opportunity when we could be putting enormous pressure on this Tory government.
Eagle has been the party's former spokeswoman on business issues. Her decision to challenge Corbyn sets the party up for a bitter battle. Australia's opposition Labour Party conceded defeat Sunday in national elections, 8 days after voting concluded. Labour Party leader Bill Shorten said he was certain Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his coalition government would secure enough seats to retain power.
It is clear that Mr. Turnbull and his coalition will form a government. Whether or not it's a minority government or a majority government of one or two seats, it is clear they will form a government.
As the vote counting continues, though, it is not clear whether the coalition will win enough seats to form a majority government. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry met Sunday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two discussed ways to revive peace efforts between Israel and the Palestinians.
The visit comes in the context of President el-Sisi's vision, which he elaborated on the 17th of May, for the establishment of a just and comprehensive peace between the Israeli and Palestinian people, bringing this long conflict to an end.
It was the first such visit in nearly a decade. The visit is seen as a sign of strengthening ties between Egypt and Israel. The Israeli government says it plans to spend just under $13 million on the West Bank settlements of Kiryat Arba and Hebron. The expenditures follow a wave of Palestinian attacks in those areas and are intended to protect them from violence. The plan follows an earlier announcement that new homes would be built in West Bank settlements and in East Jerusalem, a move condemned by Palestinians and by much of the international community. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.